Good afternoon, Rangel. It's 4:48 and it's April 29th. This is your afternoon COVID update with City Manager Lisa Von Bargen and myself, your mayor, Stephen Prusanka. We wanted to take a little bit of time today to talk about some of the mandates that have come down, and we've had some real questions from folks about how things look on the ground and what's appropriate, what isn't. So we thought we'd take a little bit of time to talk about that today, but I wanted to give a quick update. We received the testing results update today from Search for as of Wednesday, April 29th, 2020. They're showing that Rangel has had 135 tests completed and that there are 5 tests still pending. So our numbers jumped up a bit there on testing, and I know that they tested long-term care residents here recently, so I'm sure that added to the numbers as they went along, but still no reported cases of COVID in the community, so that's wonderful news, and we hope we can keep it up. But want take time to talk about the mandates today, and Lisa and I are getting a lot of questions from folks about things like traveling for recreation. And Lisa, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, Mr. Mayor, thanks. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is Attachment M to Health Mandate 16. And Health Mandate 16 is the Reopen Alaska Responsibly mandate that talks about different businesses and activities that people can enjoy now. And Attachment M specifically relates to intra-state travel and outdoor day activity. So intra-state travel for outdoor activity is allowed for day use activity only. And Attachment M is actually designed or geared toward people who are on the road system and are driving. And it speaks specifically to vehicular traffic. However, here in Wrangell, we are applying that to people's personal boats and watercraft. And so we received a call here at City Hall today from folks in Petersburg who are interested in coming over to play golf. And so we opened up Mandate M and took a, or Attachment M and took a look at that and decided if folks can meet the requirements within Mandate M, they can certainly travel for a day recreation only. You may not spend the night. And I just want to stress that any other travel for non-critical reasons within the state, except for day use recreation, is still prohibited under Mandate 12. So some of the things that you need to make sure you're taking into consideration when you're doing this is only the same household members can be on your vessel when you're traveling for day recreation. So you can't intermingle households. And a group of activity, let's say a group of you wanted to go over on different vessels to Petersburg and hike a trail or do something over there, or if somebody wanted to come over here and play golf, the group can be no more than 20. That the group size is increased from 10 to 20. You have to be able to maintain a 6-foot distance between people so that social distancing in public is still required between people who are not in the same household. And if you are in a mixed household gathering, you are required to wear face masks. The mandate says should wear face masks. And then the group is required to have sufficient hand sanitizers to disinfect hands during activity and upon returning to your vessel or your vehicle or whatever it may be. And also upon returning home, members of the group must wash their hands and wash their clothes before using them again. So these are just some of the things that are in that specific mandate related to outdoor day travel, outdoor recreation day travel. So we just wanted to clarify that for the community.
That's excellent. Thanks, Lisa. I had a question from the parent of one of our seniors that's graduating, and the question was about some family members traveling down for the modified graduation that they're going to be having, and was there a quarantine as a part of that? travel plans. And so it's actually an interesting question, because as it stands right now, there is no travel allowed except for critical infrastructure folks. So that's someone that meets a certain criteria, like health professionals or folks that are a part of the critical infrastructure, like fisheries, or somebody who is in the medical field, or say our cell tower goes down and we have to fly a technician in to come and fix that. Those are considered critical infrastructure workers. So unfortunately, at this point, and things can change, may change as of 5 o'clock tonight, but as of right now, we are not allowed to travel in state if we're not a part of the critical infrastructure.
But Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead, please, Lisa.
If I may add to that, you may travel for critical personal needs, which would be for, let's say, medical care or child custody exchanges, things like that you're allowed to travel for, but not for just general personal reasons.
Sure. And unfortunately, I don't think the graduation quite fits that. But as far as the going into a quarantine, there is a modified quarantine, where we've been calling it at the city, for folks that are doing the critical infrastructure. And that is that we're asking them not to be out and about in the community, going to grocery stores or shopping or that sort of thing, but limiting their exposure to the community by going directly to the place of work or where they need to be, and then back home again for a 2-week period if they're here that long. So it was an interesting question, but unfortunately right now, we can't have the family traveling down for the modified graduation. So, Lisa, do you want to tackle another one? We have about 3 minutes left here.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The other attachment I want to talk about to Mandate 16 is Attachment N, which is social, religious, and other gatherings. So what this does is this changes the group, the number of people that can be in a group setting. As I mentioned earlier, that has increased from 10 to 20, but it also specifies some requirements for folks moving around. So individuals are no longer required to stay home as previously required by Mandate 11. However, individuals frequenting businesses must adhere to the requirements set forth in the attachments related to that applicable industry. And there are a number of other attachments. So I encourage people to get on the COVID-19.alaska.gov website and look at Mandate 16 for those attachments. But when in public spaces, every effort must be taken to maintain 6-foot social distance from other members of the public. Social distancing is not required for members of the same household. And in all gatherings that include multiple households, cloth face coverings should be worn by all participants. So again, just a reminder that as things start to open up and we start to get out and spend more time with people who are outside our immediate family or our immediate household, it's important to make sure that we're still taking those precautions that allow us to keep this curve in Alaska, and especially the curve in Wrangell, flat. And those are social distancing and wearing cloth face masks and personal hygiene, like hand sanitizing and washing our hands and those sorts of things. So this new Mandate N, applies to people who are doing things like gatherings, let's say for a small wedding or a small memorial service or a small religious gathering, or even somebody that wants to have, let's say, a beach bonfire with a bunch of friends. It's really important to make sure that you are wearing cloth face masks and that you are social distancing so that we can keep everybody safe. Because the more we keep the curve flat, the more we're going to continue to be able to open things up rather than go back the other direction.
Absolutely. Great message. And we're going to be talking a little bit more through the course of the week. I know that I'm getting a lot of questions and concerns about our for the fisheries and rounding up the various things that you are now mandated to have on your boat, like masks and hand sanitizer and that sort of thing. So we'll get back to folks on that. But as of right now, that's your update for today. And we will have our city manager's update tomorrow, Thursday. And that will be at 5:30 on KSTK Radio. Please tune in for that. Thanks so much and have a great day, Wrangell.